Hey guys, this is Penguin Radio. You're listening live on radio.dominican.edu. And right now you're going to be listening to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. And for any of you 90s babies out there listening, my show is kind of inspired by Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, a childhood favorite for many of us, I'm sure. And for those of you who haven't seen this, it was an old TV series where Ned, the main character, he basically had survival tips for middle school. So like the do's and don'ts and how to survive weird situations. That is the hell of middle school. All right, so I'm going to be bringing up all types of relevant topics, you know, the do's and don'ts and how to master the craft of adulting while still having the best time of your life. So for the next hour, I'm just going to dive right in. First, I'd like to say congrats. You got into college. Don't worry. Don't doubt yourself. You're smart enough and you're good enough and you're about to have a great time. It's college after all. So the first step, just keep an open mind. There's going to be a lot of new things thrown your way. And on that note, let's talk about freshman year. So freshman year is arguably your best and worst year of college. Now I say this because you go from being like a big fish in little waters, you know, you're a big bad senior, you're ready to take on the world, and you think that you're ready for college, but you're actually not. And you go from being a little fish in big water. And at least that's how it was for me. It's going to be difficult initially because everyone in the freshman class is kind of going to revert back to like the behaviors they know and are familiar with, being like, you know, high school behavior, like the typical stuff. So going to college for the first time, you still feel like a little kid in a way. You're just a big kid that's transitioning into adulthood. Maybe legally an adult, but trust me, you aren't yet. Frankly, we're all just big kids trying to find ourselves in the world. But fear not, you will find your groove, and soon enough, you'll find your place and ultimately be able to find yourself through the different experiences that you have in college. This is why they always say college is such a transformative time, because you really get to know the type of person that you are and maybe the person that you didn't even know that you were or could be. So back to freshman year, you're probably going to show up thinking, again, that you know everything about college. And you have some idea in your mind based off of what you saw in movies or TV shows or what you may have heard word of mouth about what college is like. And there's going to be, you know, some similarities and some things that are true to that. You know, there's always some truth to that. But you're definitely going to find that it's an experience that you make your own. And it's really unpredictable. That's probably the best way to describe it. And you just got to roll with the punches and kind of see where it takes you. And like anything with anything in life, college is not an experience that can be pre-planned. So don't go into it with thinking that it has to be a certain way. Again, it's really just what you make of it. And it may not go exactly how you want or expect. And your individual experience is definitely going to be different from someone else's. And that's perfectly okay. Your plan and destination is different from your classmates, friends, team members, acquaintances, whoever it may be, but that's perfectly okay. College is all about what you make it. For me, college has definitely been an experience I've had to create myself. I mean, you know, I was skeptical going into college. My experience was kind of unusual as far as like the application process. I had this dream of going, you know, down to LA, and I was just going to be like an LA girl and live down there and live my college experience, be a sorority girl. You know, my sister ended up doing that, so she got that one. But it just kind of worked out strangely that I ended up at Dominican, which ended up being like one of the best things that ever happened to me. You always think that the grass is going to be greener somewhere else. And again, you know, you watch these movies in high school, like Neighbors or Pitch Perfect and like all these other movies. And you have these expectations of what the college experience is. And you see college students as like real adults, and they're completely independent. They're away from their parents. They can do whatever they want. It's just like a big party all the time. There will be times, it's definitely not those things. But again, as I've said a couple of times, it's really what you make it. And, you know, there's going to be really bad times where you have, like, $3 to your name and a 10-page paper due, and you might debate dropping out, but then the next day you're like, wow, like, this is great. I love college. I'm definitely learning and growing as a person, and having that $3 and 10-page paper is making you a stronger and better person. But, yeah, back to, you know, how I got settled into college. Again, I definitely, like, wasn't sure about the college I chose, but, again, like, it's all about choosing the place and making it your home. And Dominican is definitely home to me. And I feel like I belong here. And I just have this overwhelming sense that even though this isn't where I thought I was going to end up, this is where I'm meant to be. And this is where I'm going to grow and flourish best as a person. So now I'm going to talk about transitioning into adulthood. So that's definitely a difficult thing for a lot of people. It's definitely hard to go from, you know, being a kid and kind of being able to, like, get away with things because, you know, you're still a kid. It's okay because they're a kid. They're not an adult yet. But definitely when, you know, you legally turn 18 and you go to college, it's definitely a big change. Sorry, bear with me, guys. I'm losing my train of thought. But, yeah, it's a big change, and you definitely have to go off on an independent streak and kind of just, like, I think the best way to do it is just put yourself out there, completely throw yourself into situations. I know a lot of people that are scared to dive in, and, like, that's why a lot of people I know didn't, you know, go off to college because they were just too scared, and they're like, no, like, I want to stay with what I'm used to in my same hometown, like, with everything that I know, with my parents, my friends here, whatever. But I definitely think it's a big change because you go into the unknown, and most of the time with college students, you don't know anybody. You're all coming from different places, different states sometimes, different cities, different areas, different backgrounds, like, all types of, like, differences that you can think of, and you're all thrown in one place, and you're all, like, expected to, like, figure it out. And it's kind of, like, the best way to do it. It's, like, you're just thrown out into the lion's den, and you have to figure it out, and you find yourself, and you, you really grow best that way. So I definitely think that transitioning into adulthood is one of the perks of going to college, because it's, like, you're taking baby steps into being an adult. Like, for me, like, I still, like, as much as I want to, you know, tell my parents I'm an adult, like, I can do this and that, like, you can't tell me anything. And to other people in general, it's like, no, like, yes, I am, and I'm definitely transitioning and growing and maturing and finding myself, but I still ask my parents, like, for help and money or whatever it is, and I still have my mom make, you know, my doctor's appointments because, like, I still rely heavily on them. So I think that's a really good, actually, that will lead me into my next topic. The relationship with your parents definitely changes. And that's, like, a really big thing, I think. So I personally feel like there's a new level of, like, respect that happens. I've most people respect their parents, you know, as kids, but there's definitely, like, you know, you're the kid and they're the parent when you're growing up. And, you know, you're in middle school, high school, elementary, you know, there's definitely, like, that line. But I feel like when you go to college, you're definitely, like, I think it's just the aspect of not living with them. For me, I just felt like I can't totally explain it, but it's something you have to feel. But you're definitely, it's just, like, you're all adults. Like, I feel like if I am out with my parents, like, we're just all adults, like, interacting. And aside from the fact that, you know, I still am a kid in many ways and depend on them for things, for the most part, it's no longer, you know, them versus me or, like, teen angst or any of that stuff. Like, it's definitely, I feel like I've never had a better relationship with my parents than I do now in college. It's really the respect thing. Like, they respect me as a growing, changing individual, and I respect them for, you know, everything they sacrificed and gave up for me to be able to go to college. And I think that's really important. You go from being against your parents and thinking that they're, you know, doing all these things. Like, for me, like, my parents were so strict, and my mom ran a tight ship at home, and it was very, I just felt like, oh, I can never do what this person or that person does. And I just felt like I was in a little bubble. But at the end of the day, where I am now, I couldn't be more grateful for what they sacrificed for me and, you know, what they did to make sure that I, you know, turned out. They think I turned out. No. But yeah, they definitely did a lot of things that I respect and really think are good now. But, you know, you never could have told me that, you know, back in high school. Yeah. And all right. And now also, you know, going with on the subject of family and college, you know, I think keeping in contact with your siblings. So to all of you out there listening, please, please, please stay in contact with your siblings when you go to college. I think that's a very important thing because your siblings are like your friends, or at least mine. Like, my sister is my best friend in the whole wide world, and we're 8 hours away, and it's really hard not to see her every day. And, you know, I haven't even talked to her in, like, 2 weeks. But, you know, it's good to keep in contact with them because that's one of my biggest regrets over the past 2 years, and I couldn't stress that enough. I think you and your siblings will grow separately at whatever college that you're at or not, or whatever you, wherever you guys are in life. When you move out of your parents' house and kind of go your separate ways, that's definitely like a very defining moment in life. And you are on your own and you don't have your parents or your siblings there with you 24/7 to kind of like bounce off of and interact with all the time in everyday life. And I think it's good to keep in contact because when my sister and I are in contact, which we promised ourselves that we would keep in better contact this year, we definitely, you know, kind of are still able to live our own lives separately and grow and find ourselves without one another, which I think is really important because we are, in fact, two different people. But it is good that you can still, like, grow separately but together at the same time. And you can kind of, like, be with each other and, like, cheer each other on through milestones. And there's a lot of things that, you know, my sister was involved in that I never really, like, I didn't find out about until like 2 weeks later or like a month later. I'm like, what, you did that or you got this? And it's definitely like, I wish that I could have, you know, been there to say like, that's so great. Like, I'm so happy for you. Like, I'm so glad that you got this or got involved in that or, you know, found this new thing out about yourself and reached this milestone. So I definitely think for all of you guys that do have siblings, if you're an only child, like, you know, that's fine. But if you do have siblings, definitely stay in contact with them. And I think we all get so caught up trying to survive our own college experiences, which, let me tell you, it is definitely, you're getting, again, you're all these things are thrown your way, and it's definitely hard to like keep in contact with people. But I couldn't emphasize more. You need to stay in touch because my sister and I have grown together our whole lives, like in so many situations. And we're still growing together, even though we're at different schools. And I also think your sibling, it's important to have someone there for you that really knows you. I mean, if you have your friends and stuff and people will get to know you. But like my sister, she really, like, she knows me. She knows my soul. Like, she knows my true self. And she supports me, like, through my journey here at college and through all the experiences that I'm going through. So you'll find your friends in college that will be there for you, but it's good to have the backbone of like a family member that can also support you because they really, really, really know you and they've known you your whole life. All right, and so you're listening to Penguin Radio. Just a reminder, this is College Survival Guide and I'll be back soon. She's a friend of mine.
Find myself at your door, just like all those times before. I'm not sure how I got there. All roads, they lead me here. I imagine you are home, in your room, all alone. And you open your eyes into mine, and everything feels better.
All right, guys, so it's DJ Royal. I'm back here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to College Survival Guide. Again, I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life for the rest of this segment. So I want to jump back to, earlier I was talking about all types of things, but I want to jump back to your freshman year. I think that's probably the perfect place to start because that's where you start off. And it's definitely, you're going into the unknown. And coming to college, it's a whirlwind of experiences. You will literally question, like, who you are and what you're doing, like, probably every day. And just be like, what's going on? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But somehow, you know, it all works out. You'll have your ups and downs. But again, like, so everything will settle and, like, everything will fall into place for you. And you'll find yourself and find kind of like your flow, and it ends up being an amazing experience. I'm 2 years in, and it's already been like two of the best years of my life. I'm really not kidding. It's four of the best years of your life. It's just such a transformative time, and you really create your own experience, and independence is just such a big thing. Like, you really go out on your own, into the world, and you just get this independent streak, and you kind of just feel invincible, like you're ready for the world. And yes, like, there are hard times, and, you know, I was joking about transitioning into adulthood and how you're still kind of just like a big kid, and yes, you are, but you're also, like, at the same time, you also really, you gain this confidence, like, no, like, I've lived these years, and I've had my own experiences while being a kid that have prepared me for this, and I'm ready. And, you know, as the days, months, and years pass, like, through college, you'll really end up on the other side, like, really being prepared, which is why, like, your freshman year, like, you look at the seniors and you're like, wow, like, they really, I mean, they look like they have it together, but they may not, because we're all, you know, still, like, just struggling with life, but they just, you know, they've been through it, and they've gone through things, and they've seen things and experienced things that have been completely new to them, and they've survived. And, you know, I really do think that everyone who goes to college, like, really just comes out a better person. Like, you learn so much beyond the classroom. It's like, it's insane. Like, every day, like, I'm constantly, like, faced with, like, a new situation. I'm like, oh, like, how do I, you know, handle this? I've never handled this type of thing before. And you're going to meet new people, and you know, get in new situations where you're just like, you question it and you're like, what is this? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But you end up like finding a way to get through it that works for you. And then you're like, you know what? Like, I can handle anything now. Like, I've been through this. So on that note, so my freshman year, when I first got to Dominican, I was so out of my element. I did not know like what I was like, I don't know how to act. Like, I'm a college student now. Like, you know, it's like I said, like, you revert kind of back to, like, you know, high school. It's like what you're familiar with. But I definitely, you know, I was like, I don't know, like, how do I act like a college kid? But, you know, I spent the entire summer, you know, desperately wanting to start college and get away from my parents and out of my house. But, you know, because of that, you know, college allows you to be your own person and you can grow independently, but you don't lose sight of your family and, you know, those who have stood by your side and your past. I think that that's really important. I know one of the biggest things, one of my biggest, you know, pieces of advice to give to all of you guys is you can't lose yourself coming to college. There have been times for me that I felt like I lost myself and I just, you know, was in over my head and I was doing some things that, like, new things that I, you know, weren't really true to who I was. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I actually think that it can be good and bad. The situation may not be the best, but it's good to fall down and it's good to make mistakes because that's the best way to learn. And someone can tell you, like, you know, my parents told me, Allison, like, never do this. And, you know, they raised me with certain values and morals and to hold myself to a certain standard. And, you know, I believed them and I respected what they said. And, you know, I did that. But, you know, definitely coming to college when you're on your own, you'll find yourself kind of slipping and maybe not really wanting to go with what you were taught because maybe you just want to challenge it. And that's fine. Like, you know, there's a little bit of rebellion that may go on. Just like, you know what, I'm my own person now. I kind of want to do my own thing and figure this out for myself instead of listen to what my parents said. And you may find there's going to be things that you were raised by your parents with, or like, I don't know, maybe a church or like something that you were involved in growing up that, you know, had certain standards and morals or ideas that maybe you're like, no, like I don't really believe that anymore. I want to try this new thing out, or I want to kind of go on my own path away from that. And you may find that that's the best thing that you ever did. And you were really able to find yourself and be an individual person and not stay, you know, collective with like your past. But it's also good to maybe make a couple mistakes, fall down several times, and, you know, again, make mistakes and just not really know what you're doing and jump over these crazy hurdles. But then you'll find out on the other side, you're like, you know, I wasn't true to myself, that I actually don't want to go down that road. It was fun while it lasted and I learned a lot about myself, but I ended up learning that I am still wanting to stay true to this ideal or this value or whatever it may be. And I think, again, like, that's just a really important thing, is staying in touch with your past. I know, like, the day I told myself, like, Allison, I mean, you know, the day I told myself, you know, you can be whoever you want to be while in college, but don't lose sight of who you are. And the day you realize that, it's definitely going to be a good day. It's definitely a maturing aspect where you realize that, you know, you can have the fun and games and go off and do all these different things that you may have never done before. But at the end of the day, you still want to remain your true self. And there's always room for growth. And every day you can be whoever you want to be. And you can constantly be changing and growing and molding into the person that you're going to be. But at the end of the day, you keep your past, because your past really defines you too. And I think a lot of people try to forget that. And going to college, they're like, I don't want to be that person anymore that I was. And I think people it can be a good thing where you're letting go of negativity or you're letting go of something that was holding you back. And I think that that can be a beautiful and great thing and wonderful thing. But at the same time, there are things about yourself that you may not like them, or you may not think that they're good qualities, or you may not think that it makes you a good person, but trust me, they are, and you can't let go of that. I know I found myself doing that too. You know, to be perfectly honest, there were so many things that I was like, no, like, I just want to forget about that version of myself, and I want to be this person, and I want to go off and do this or that. And that's fine, but it's definitely, there's a time where you have to also sit yourself down and again, just say, no, like, I can't forget who I am and who I was raised by and like what values, morals, ideals, whatever it may be you were raised with, because that's really who you are. And again, that's what I just really think that staying in touch with your past and your past experiences and not forgetting them and not trying to sugarcoat them or let them go. Every moment of your life defines who you are, and you shouldn't be ashamed or embarrassed about anything that you have done or will do, or like anything about your past. It's everything makes you who you are as a person, and you can't try to hide it, and you can't try to not show it to the world, because it's great and it's wonderful and it makes you unique and it makes you your own person. And we're gonna take a little shift here in the show. I'm gonna talk about the don'ts of freshman year. Again, what you read, see here on TV or whatever it is about what college is and what you need to do and blah blah blah, and you know, all these businesses will try to send out advertisements about this is what you need for college, like all of this like extra random crazy stuff that you don't actually need. So residence halls. So when you're in the dorms, you know, again, you'll go into Bed Bath & Beyond, for example, and like I know me and my mom did this. We went to Bed Bath & Beyond and other stores, but Bed Bath & Beyond was the one that was really just like, you could tell like their marketing, so that way they can, you know, get you to buy like all this random stuff that you don't actually need for like a tiny little corner in a dorm room. But it's definitely, again, it's a learning experience. So you'll walk in and you're going to buy like all this random stuff. Like they're going to try and sell you like cooking ware, even though you don't have a kitchen or a stove or anything like that. And then you're like, why do I have this like pot and pan? Like, I don't need it. And they're going to try and like sell you like furniture, like little mini furniture, like little coffee tables and little like, and it'll be cutesy and like have cute little designs and stuff. But then when you actually get to the room and you're with all your roommates that you're meeting for the first time, you're like, wow, like I don't need this coffee table. Like, we have no room for it. So that's kind of like one of the learning experiences that you'll find. But so when you're moving into the residence halls, the don'ts, definitely don't, again, don't buy random stuff. And as much as you're going to want to, I definitely suggest waiting. I know like my cousin tried to help me out. She was 2 years ahead of me in college and she was like, Allison, don't buy this or that. And don't, you know, go out and purchase all this random stuff that you're not actually going to need. But I'm kind of getting off topic, but let's see here. So again, with the don'ts. So for your room, actually, let's talk about roommates too. So roommates, that's definitely one of the most interesting learning experiences that you'll ever have. I'd never shared a room with anyone. Me and my sister had our own rooms. We had our own space. And, like, yes, we hung out in each other's rooms all the time. But living with someone in the same exact room is definitely very different than just being in the same house or same space. It's just a very, you may feel like it's a bit of an invasion of privacy. I definitely was like, okay, like, this is like a sleepover, but it's a sleepover every day. And these people aren't necessarily my friends. I'm just meeting them for the first time. You know, like my freshman year, one of my roommates was from New York. And the other one was, you know, from local, like me. But it was definitely, we were all three, like, just so different. And, you know, they ended up, they were fine people, but it's definitely, you'll learn, like, okay, like, you definitely need to prepare yourself. And I don't think there really is a way to prepare yourself. I think that you really just have to, like, jump into the situation. And again, like, it's new and it's foreign and you have no idea what you're doing. And you're like, am I crazy to go just live with random people? Like, we're all stuffed in a building together, like, trying to learn and get an education while also having a good time. It's definitely going to be, like, what am I doing? But it's also, like, one of the best parts of college. I definitely recommend, like, again, like, you can make your own decisions and it's, like, very, you can have personal reasons why you choose to live on or off campus. But I think if you're on the edge of do I do it or do I not, go for it. Like, living on campus is so fun. And it's, even though, you know, there's, like, roommate horrors and all these horror stories about, like, crazy roommates, and I can attest to some of those, but it's one of the best experiences of your life. Like, it is kind of weird that it's a constant sleepover, but it's also, that's what makes it fun. Like, you're literally right across the hall from, like, your friends. And, like, my hall was lit. Like, it was so fun. Like, we had, like, it was just, like, so fun. Like, we had, like, open doors, and, like, it definitely is, like, an invasion of privacy. But you'll get over it after, like, a couple weeks. You're like, hey, like, this is just one big party. Like, we're all just having a good time. Like, we can go, like, across the hall, you know, to go watch movies or, like, go play, like, video games if you play video games, or, like, slide down the stairs, like, with the mattresses, which is definitely, like, I, like, am hesitant to say that. I recommend it, but I also don't recommend it. Like, just be safe. And depending on where you are, you may have elevators. Like, my sister's college has elevators, but we had stairs, good old stairs. So we definitely, you know, surfed down the stairs on mattresses. But it's basically just, like, a crazy time. And you are with these people, you're just thrown into this environment, and you really just, like, you're doing, like, random stuff, and, like, you're just having a good time. But you're also, the good thing about college, and what I love about college, especially Dominican, is everyone is here to have a good time, but everyone's here to learn ultimately, and everyone's here because, like, they made the decision that they want something more for themselves, and they want to come out, you know, with a degree and, like, just have a good job and, like, have a good life. And while it is, you know, fun and games, and it is what you make it, and you are trying all these new things, like, at the end of the day, like, everyone's here to get an education. And I think that's a really important thing when you're choosing a college. Like, in the movies and stuff, you know, they make it just, like, all these frat parties and just, like, drinking and, like, waking up, like, randomly, like, at 2 a.m., like, on, like, a lawn, like, at some random person's house, like, and then you wake up to the sprinklers, like, spraying on you, and you, like, I don't know, maybe don't have a shirt or pants on, like, and it's, like, the worst possible, like, situation. But, and, you know, it looks fun and it's funny and it's, like, you know, Hollywood, like, you know, making some depiction of college. And yes, you know, you can have your fun times where you wake up, like, questioning your life, and what did I just do? But at the same time, you also, you know, you should pick a school because you're trying to, you know, be a better person, and you're trying to actually, like, yeah, like, be an adult and, you know, get your life together and get a job and, like, reach all your goals, because we all have goals. And I think my freshman year, like, what I really loved about meeting new people is just, like, we were all, like, different majors, and we all had different dreams, and, like, we grew up in these different environments, and we wanted different things for ourselves. And it's so great to hear, like, I love hearing people's stories about, like, what they want for themselves. Like, I'm just like, wow, like, that's really cool. Like, you know, I'm personally, like people that, you know, want to be, like, doctors and stuff. I'm like, well, I'm not really the best at math or science, but I think that that's so cool that you're good at that, and that you're passionate about that, and that you want to, you know, make that difference, and you want to do that with your life. And we're all just here at the end of the day to make a difference. And it's cool to hear, like, what people want to do to make a difference in the world and make an impact, whether, you know, their business or communications or nursing or, you know, psychology, whatever it is. Like, it's just so cool to meet all these new people and kind of just like figure that out and figure out how they're different from you. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I love people that are different than me and people that have these different stories and these cool experiences that are like completely different from mine, because like I just love being knowledgeable and like, wow, like we're all humans on this earth, like doing all these different things, like from have experienced all different experiences, and you really learn like not only about them but about yourself too. And yeah, so again, residence halls, I definitely think go for it. Like freshman year, go live in the dorms, like get like 1-2 roommates, however much you know, however many roommates, you know, the college permits, but definitely do that because it's like one of the best times of your life. Again, to freshman year, looking back on my experiences, well, so first, you're going to have like orientation. So every college does it differently. Like I know for us at Dominican, it's the first, you move in a week early and you have, you know, these orientation mentor people that kind of, they're upperclassmen and they are just like supporting you, getting you like just kind of in the groove of whatever college you're at. So for us, I had two orientation mentors and an orientation group. So they divided us up. And we all just, like, you got to know the people in your group, but they also, you know, did all these cool icebreakers and like showed us around and like took us to all these like cool things and like had these activities planned out. And it was just like this really elaborate event. And it just made me super comfortable. Like, I was so scared at first. Like, it was so embarrassing. Like, literally, my parents dropped me off, and they moved me in. And then the orientation event was going to start at, like, 5 or something. And at this point, it's, like, maybe 3:30. And, you know, everyone else is, like, in their rooms with their roommates, you know, getting to know them, you know, starting to just kind of, like, get in the groove of, like, get adjusted to their room and, like, all the new things in their room, like their new bed, you know, seeing if it's comfortable or not, getting that mattress pad on, you know, putting clothes in the dressers and, like, putting up posters and starting to, you know, really just, like, dive into their room and, like, explore. And I was just the opposite. I was so scared, and I was like, why did I do this? I can't believe, like, I'm here. Like, I wanted this the whole summer, but now that it's actually move-in day, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm, like, a 5-year-old right now. Like, I'm not ready for this. And it was so, like, it was funny, but also, like, I think I look back now and I'm just like, wow, like, why was I so scared? Like, this is so fun. And the good thing about my school is, and probably, you know, colleges everywhere, there you have such a support system. And, you know, especially at Dominican, like, they're so, since it is a smaller school, everyone, like, faculty, like, your professors, like, random, like, people that just work on campus, like, your friends, your acquaintances, like, people you meet, like, everyone is just, like, so there for you. You're never going to feel alone. And you always just feel like, okay, like, if I am struggling with this or that, I'm going to have someone there for me. And I can walk into this person or that person's office, and they are going to be able to help me. And I'm going to come out of there, like, with some sort of result and be put in, like, a right direction. So, again, like, I was just so scared, like, I'll tell you the story. I, you know, they moved me in, and again, like, it was maybe an hour and a half before the event was going to start. Everyone else was getting settled in, and I was like, oh gosh, like, okay, trying to find, like, random things to do. Like, oh, do we still need to go to Target? Or, like, maybe we need to go back to Target. Like, or maybe we need to go do this or that just so I could avoid, you know, really just, like, putting myself out there and getting into, like, full on, like, college life. And it was definitely, my mom was like, you know, you need to really just, like, go, like, we're gonna drop you off, we're gonna leave you, you're gonna thank us later, like, you're gonna have a really good time, like, don't be scared, it's gonna be really fun. And they ended up dropping me off, and, you know, I went to the first meeting, and our dean of students gave us, like, a beautiful speech about, like, you know, going to college and your first couple days and your first couple weeks. And it ended up being great. And, you know, every day there were a bunch of fun activities, and they keep you busy. You'll learn with orientation week, they keep you busy so that way you're not questioning, you know, what you're doing. I mean, you don't have time to be homesick, and you don't have time to think negatively. You only have time to realize how much fun you're having and, like, really just, like, put yourself out there. And I think that's really important, too, with, like, the icebreakers and whatnot. You really just, like, you're doing all this random stuff, and you're like, I'm really getting to know myself and getting to know these people really quick, and I'm just gonna, like, go out there and do it. Like, I'm just gonna be myself, and I'm just gonna go to this college and just start. Just, like, throw yourself out there, put yourself out there. And I think I'm gonna wrap up the show by talking about I'm gonna wrap up the show by talking about getting involved. I think that's a really important aspect of college. Again, I stress that college is what you make it, and I'm serious when I say, like, you need to get involved. If you're not getting involved, it's like, and you don't have a good time, it's really on you. Like, you choose to, like, make yourself have a good time. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'll be right back, and then we're going to dive into this next subject. Last time he was home, he held her on his knees. Said the next time they would say,
you know, you look dapper.
John, I look like something you give to your kid when you tell him grandma died.
This is Penguin Radio.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it now.
All right, and we're back. This is DJ Royal, and you're listening to College Survival Guide, How to Survive the Best 4 Years of Your Life. So to kind of give you, those of you who are just now tuning in or whatever, kind of a wrap-up of what we were talking about earlier, we're kind of just talking about going to college for the first time, and what's that like, the experiences, how you're really just like a big kid trying to figure your life out, and you're going to be thrown all these new experiences, and it's not going to always go your way, and you can't always plan everything out, but it is all going to work out. Again, we were talking about transitioning into adulthood, the relationship with your parents and how that changes, staying in contact with siblings, and, you know, your freshman year and the residence halls and really getting involved. And that's where we're going to jump into right now for the last bit of this segment is getting involved. I cannot stress how important that is. You need to get involved on your campus. And you think of it this way. You chose this college because you really want to go here. And you feel in your heart that it's your new home and you belong here. And I think that a lot of people, the reason why they have regrets in college or don't kind of just like didn't maybe have the best time or best memories is because they did not get involved, because they're scared. And you can't let the fear of newness or like not really knowing what you're doing or not knowing anybody. I know that's a big one for me. Like I often will not do something because I don't know anyone and I don't have like anyone there familiar to like, you know, kind of have there with me. But you just have to break out of that. Like as soon as I did that, I was like, wow, like I have a great time now because, and I'm learning so much about myself because I just let go of the fear of the unknown. And I think that's the really big thing is people just fear what they can't control and they fear what they don't know and aren't familiar with, which is why so many people are stuck in the same, you know, just wanting to go through the motions of the same old, what they know. But as soon, I feel like you'll have a better time in college and a better life, frankly, if you just get out of that and just like take risks and do things out of your comfort zone and try something you've never tried before, because it may end up being like one of the best things you ever did. I know for me, like freshman year, all this stuff was thrown out at me, and I didn't really like know how to handle it in the best way. And I just kind of, it's kind of a blur, to be honest, because I feel like I wasn't really able to, you know, relish in the moment and like be in the moment and like be present. And I feel like I was always just like thinking ahead about like what I had to do next or like, oh, like what happens when this comes up in my life? And like, I don't really know how to handle it. And I spent too much time kind of just like thinking ahead too much and going beyond where I was. But I think getting involved is a really good thing. I freshman year, I was involved in a couple of things, a couple of clubs here and there. I just attended, you know, meetings here and there. And I was involved in residence life activities. And I think that's really important. Your RAs will come up with, you know, activities for you. But I know sophomore year was definitely the most, one of my most defining years, just because I really got involved. The end of freshman year, I applied to be a student ambassador, and that was amazing. That's literally changed my life so much for the better. And I just put myself out there. I didn't know anyone, or I knew like a couple of people vaguely from class or whatnot who were ambassadors, and I just applied, and I put my heart into the application, and I got that back. I was hired, and it is one of the best experiences. I'm still doing it now currently, and it's so great. And one of the best parts about it is getting to kind of like be the voice of the school. And I think that also helped me with like coming to terms with like where I'm at Dominican, and accepting my future here at Dominican was getting to talk about all the positive things that Dominican has to offer and kind of just like showing Dominican in its best light. That in turn, while it was helping, you know, students make a decision to attend here or not, it was also helping me. And I think that that's one of the best parts about it for me personally, is I'm able to see like, wow, I'm really blessed to be here. And this is such a great place. And it's such a beautiful area. And it has so many, Dominican has so many hidden gems. And I think getting involved again, like it will change your life for the better. Just as being a student ambassador has for me. And you can do other things as well, like get involved in clubs, like try a club that you've never tried before. Like if you've never, you know, been a very good cook or something, you know, go to cooking club and like try to make a food and maybe burn it and fail and it'll be really gross, but like at least you tried and you're trying something new. But or maybe it'll end up being like this really like masterful dish that's really good. Or try, like, I know in my school we have sailing. I've never sailed before. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but maybe I'll try it just to try it. Like, maybe it'll end up being like a hobby of mine in the future. So I really think like you have to immerse yourself in the college community. This is your place. Like, this is your home now, and you have to just get involved. You and your friends, or you by yourself. Like, I think that's probably better. You by yourself, if you want to do something, do it. Don't let anyone stop you. Maybe your friends aren't interested in, that's fine. You and your friends are going to have different interests, but try it, because doing the random, uncertain, like kind of crazy out there things, like, end up just making you a better person, because you're like, wow, like, I never would have done this in a million years, but I tried it while I was in college, and it was like, this is great. Like, this is my new hobby, or this is my new talent or skill or whatever. And that's the same for anything. Like, this becomes your little community. And here at Dominican, like, this is our community, and we're all getting involved in different things. We're all crossing paths, and you're going to end up meeting people by doing so that you may have never met before, because of what major you choose, what classes you take, like, what clubs you get involved in, what organizations you're involved in, what volunteer work you do. If you choose, you know, to maybe help out other students, you know, I was an orientation mentor as well, and that was great, because I knew exactly how those freshmen felt, you know, coming into college, like, completely uncertain of what to do and how to act and, like, how to be. And I think that it's a beautiful thing to be able to get involved and kind of just, like, again, see yourself in a different light. And I think it's really all about that. And I'm going to wrap up by saying that you going to college, you're going to come out a different person for sure, but you're going to see ultimately sides of yourself that you maybe never knew existed, or like hadn't really like gotten in touch with like that part of yourself. And I think that that's so important. Like, you really find who you are through all these different experiences. And I think that that's the best part. And yeah, that's why it's, you know, the best 4 years of your life, the most transformative years of your life. Like, you're really learning all these new things in and out of the classroom. And I think that's why college itself is different than anything else you'll do, because you can go to high school and, you know, go to school because you have to, and your whole life you're going to school because you have to. And then after college, you're going to your job because, you know, you need to make money and you need to survive and be like a contributing citizen. But college is like the in-between, where you're literally like, you're here because you want to be here, and you're having fun while also, you know, being responsible. And I think that that's just like, it's a very unique time in your life. And it's years that you will never get back and never have any years like it, but it's like so transformative. I think that that's the perfect word to describe college. It's transformative. It's unpredictable, but it's ultimately a really good time. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is College Survival, How to Survive the Best 4 Years of Your Life. You're here with yours truly, DJ Royal, and stay tuned. Next, we have My Two Cents with Captain Quality. He's a good friend of mine. He's a laugh for sure. But yeah, stay tuned. That's going to be coming up in the next few minutes. Thank you guys so much for being with me. All right.